Hello, hello. This is Yuri with Moving Sales Professionals and Let's Talk Moving Podcast. And with me today, I have Daria Pareto, AI strategist and co-founder of Boosted Movers. She helps moving companies transform how they operate with artificial intelligence, building AI digital employees that answer leads instantly, follow up relentlessly, and integrate seamlessly with CRMs. But beyond voice agents, Daria shows movers how to apply AI across every part of the business, sales, marketing, dispatch, training, even finance, so they can grow profitably without burning out their teams. She's worked with moving companies all across the US, and today she's here to share practical, no fluff strategies that you can implement right away. I think this is extremely important because obviously we're talking about AI being the future. We all talk about that. So for all everybody that's interested in learning more, I got Daria here with me to discuss what we can do for you, what AI can do for you. How are you doing today?
Hi, I'm doing good, and thanks for having me. And I'm really excited to share some practical tips today that anyone can just go ahead and use in their moving business.
That's great. Now, AI, why?
Why? Because I'm a huge fan of AI, first of all. I mean, I do have some technical background. And I changed my career a few times in life, but when it all comes to technology that allows us to do something different, I mean, AI changed a lot, like in my life, in the way like how we run business. And I know that it's still a lot of hype around AI, but I see it more as a tool that just allows you to optimize and do better some routine work, I'll say.
And now for a word from our sponsors. If you're a moving business owner, you may have already heard of Moversville, an email marketing service that helps moving companies increase repeat and referral business. But have you heard of Moversville Connect? Moversville Connect is an incredible resource for all things moving. They feature an array of vendors and services that cater specifically to the moving industry. You can find companies that provide moving software, moving sales services, marketing services, moving equipment providers, and much, much more. Visit moversville.com today to learn more.
Yeah.
Okay, so what are the biggest challenges that you see a moving company is facing today when it comes to sales, customer communication, operations?
Well, based on what we see, like talking with our clients, I mean, of course, it's a lot of problems in a business, in any business. And I'm not here like to teach how to run a moving company. However, I see that a lot of moving companies facing a very simple problem, like missed calls. So, like you guys spending so much money, like generating like leads, like you're investing on your website, either like buying some leads, and then like you can't like pick up that phone call. That was my idea when we started this business. But then I started to hear this from inside, you know. A lot of people saying, yeah, I mean, I started my company like a few years ago. I have two trucks. I work myself and we make like 1.5 million last year. But now I have a baby and I want to enjoy, you know, like my time a little bit more. And then I don't pick up the phone. It can cost me like $2,000, like job lost.
Well, first of all, if you're having that issue, you're just hiring moving sales professionals and we do the calls for you.
Right.
So
Yeah.
that's just a solution number
Yeah.
one, right? But what I think, and the reason I'm having Daria on here is because I think that in conjunction to hiring a call center like ours, for example, you can also have AI be your platform in the background. Because
Yeah,
whether you,
backup.
right, because whether you don't have your RingCentral correctly integrated or whatever, because I've had companies that we are there, we're picking up the phones, but not all the calls are getting to us for whatever reason. This happens, and this is unfortunately a common thing that RingCentral has that issue. I'm sure some of the other call center services, Vonage, etc., have those issues too. It all depends how you have your phones routed, etc., right? But even if you have your phones routed correctly, calls can be missed, not because sales reps are necessarily not doing their job, but if you're in the middle of a 70,000-pound inventory,
Absolutely.
how
Yeah.
likely are you, especially when it's a demanding customer that says to you, I have very little time, you're not going to jump off a 17,000-pound call to pick up that call. Because realistically, what is, like, let's be honest about it. You're a sales rep. You're on the phone with a 17,000-pound job. That is a lot of money. So are you going to risk and pick up a call that could be for a customer service questions or a complaint
Or just
or a tiny job that is moving one safe or something like that? Or would
or
you
someone wanna
rather,
order a cake
right,
and calling your number.
or just being a junk call or whatever? If you're in that position, you are going to want to finish that 17,000-pound job call and do it as efficiently as possible, because if you book that job, you're going to be happy with your commission. The company is going to be happy with the job being booked. There's a lot of going to be happy people because of that one call, right?
Does your company need more creative marketing and ad campaigns to improve traffic and organic leads? Well, Moving Sales Professionals has a solution for you. We have partnered with social media marketing agency that has over 300 million views on their ads and videos across social media, and they have generated over $35 million for their clients over the last 10 years alone. Their services include content creation, social media ads, pay-per-click campaigns, website and funnel development, Google Ads, email marketing campaigns, lead generation, and much, much more. For a limited time only, they have discounted rates for their services. Sign up for a free consultation call with us via our Calendly link on our website or below this video.
So yeah, at times sales reps will do that. Trust me, it's not my favorite thing, because I personally always tell sales reps that even if you are on that type of call, pick up the call for two, ask them to hold for 2 seconds, get the customer's name and phone number, and tell them that you're going to be calling them back in 10, 15 minutes. That way, at least you make the connection, and that person will give you the time of day to, it will, they will give you a little bit of time to call
Yeah.
them back, right? But
That way you're
people are
kind of like
people at the
holding
same time,
them.
right? But at the same time, people are people, and not everybody is going, despite me telling that to my sales reps a million times, things like that happen when you have an impatient customer with a huge job on the phone. It's going to happen, whether we like it or not. I'm not a fan, once
Yeah.
again, but I understand why, right? And you, as the owner of a company, you'd also want them to spend time on that 17,000-pound job versus the unknown, right? So in this particular case, AI can help you by picking up that call, potentially getting that initial inventory, or at the very least routing it correctly, whether it's claims, whether it's junk, whether it's a question of the job that's booked.
Yeah, this is exactly what AI can do. I mean, and when we talk about like sales, I still believe that we're AI not at that point to do a sales the way like people will do it, because as we chat with you before, I mean, you have this like feeling like when people is not telling you the whole story about their house, you know?
Yeah, it's going to be eventually AI may very well get there. It's kind of hard to tell how far AI can really go. But at the end of the day, one human talking to another human, we can tell when somebody's not telling us something. We can tell when they're being elusive. To teach a computer to recognize speech patterns, to teach a computer to analyze and pick up on certain words being used, it's definitely, it is it possible eventually? Possible.
Yeah, I
But
think
how long that part is going to
we're
get?
gonna get there, but until then, I think what AI really can help free up time so you can do like this job, because this is your talent, right? This is like this is something different what you can do, and instead of you just like picking up those phone calls and not knowing what is there, you're just gonna kind of like getting the leads that you're gonna be like closing and understanding the value of that
Ultimately,
call.
you want the sales reps to sell.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah,
And if
you don't want
AI
them to be
is giving
receptionist.
them something that's right there, that's ready for you to start selling, all you're doing is confirming, for example, an inventory list that an AI agent took, and then quoting, you're already bypassing a lot of that initial stuff. But once again, it all depends. I personally, Daria gave me the phone number of her AI demo. I have not called it yet, but my plan is to
Please
call it and
do.
see how natural it sounds, and if I can tell the difference between human or not human. And if it's to a point where it sounds very much like a real human being, then why not, right? It is something that's, I think that's one of the main stigmas. And I think that's one of the things that a lot of people would worry about. Is it going to sound robotic, or is it going to sound like a human being?
Well, if your client is a robot hunter, then yes, you might recognize some patterns, but the thing is, like, it's all about like what year and a half the like voice agents available, like the way we know them. A lot of updates like rolling up from the systems we use, so they're getting better and better. But I'm not a big fan of like talking about like replacing people. So I think AI in general is a great tool for like all of us to use to improve our processes, you know, and be focused more on like in-person communication, you know, like kind
Absolutely.
of
I
like
think
eliminate like all that like crazy routine work with which we all hate. And yeah. How often do you use ChatGPT? Let me ask you.
me personally, not very often.
Not very often. Well, I use it a lot. I use it a lot because I want to try all this technology right away. And our kids use it under supervision, of course.
Of
And
course.
talking about like voice agents as an example, how AI can be used. Like our 13 years old son got a challenge this summer to build a phone agent who's gonna call and make an appointment for his dad to do a haircut. Was a simple task, but he did it. I mean, it was simple for me, but wasn't very, very easy for him. But what I'm
Of
trying
course,
to
for a
say here,
13-year-old kid, right?
yeah, but what I'm trying to say here, anyone can build their voice agents like right away. And it's not difficult today. To build something like this that will perform like 7 out of 10, anyone can do it. You can just go watch YouTube, see some instructions, but get a voice agent who will perform on the level when we can implement this like on a business. To be upfront, to be receptionist, yes, that takes time. But meanwhile, you have a lot of other areas in the business where AI can save your time a lot. Like, got back from Titan retreats now, and they talk a lot about like SOPs for moving companies, how it's important to have them. Why don't you use ChatGPT to talk and build these SOPs like yourself? Like you don't have to go anywhere and look for this. You already have some business established, right? What all these large language models like ChatGPT, Claude, or Grok from Elon Musk, we all have incredible tool access to any domain expertise on a level of like PhD. So why don't we use it? So I use ChatGPT for many, many, many different aspects of my life and a lot in business. If you didn't start to use it, I highly, highly recommend for all business owners just start playing with this because you have social medias, right? I hate to run my social medias. It's tough. I mean, it takes time. You have to be creative. You need to come up with some ideas. And I feel like for moving company owners, especially for those who just starting, it's very important to have social proof. And social proof in today's days comes from running a good social media, right?
Absolutely. I'm a big fan
Like,
of that. I talk about that a lot on this podcast about social media being the future. And of course, AI goes hand in hand with that as well. What would you say would be a quick win that every moving company can implement in the next 30 days using AI? What could be the end game here?
well,
In the
very simple.
short
Sure.
span.
Sure. Well, I always tell my customers like to start using ChatGPT in a very simple way. So you have a website, right? Just give this website to ChatGPT and ask, please analyze my website and give me a report how it's performing, like from user point of view. So you can do like just a screenshot and throw it on a ChatGPT and ask a simple question. How should I optimize my web page to convert more leads into my customers? And it's free and it gives you a great results, great recommendations. And you just go ahead, you change that header on your website. You optimize your inquiry form, and it's already better. It helps to write blogs and text on your website for Google search engine optimization, of course. And I mean, it's a lot. It's a lot. It's already a great help. Facebook page, Instagram posts, just ask. Give me a 30 days schedule on what topics I should cover on my Facebook page so people will see me as a moving expert, like in their communities. Just go from there and keep that conversation going.
Okay, that sounds great. So now, looking ahead, what do you think the moving company of the future will look like with AI in place?
The future will be very cool, and moving companies will be just something, some high-tech company who has trucks. This is how I see it, because
High
it's
tech
gonna,
company with trucks.
yeah. This is how I see it. I
Okay.
know it might sound very futuristic at this point, but looking like 5 years from now.
Well, these days you got Tesla truck, right? How can people connect with you if they want to learn more or explore AI for their business? What's the best way to contact you?
My website is boostedmovers.com, and you always can find me on Instagram. And you can book like a free consultation with me, and I'll share. I normally do it like five spots per month. I do a free consultation with companies who don't know anything about AI, just trying to help them navigate how they can start implementing AI in their business.
So we're going to make sure we put all those links for you guys to check out. As always, please like, please subscribe. We're going to put some information for Daria too, so you can subscribe and like her content as well, whether it's on Instagram or otherwise. So as once again, thank you very much for explaining that and getting AI into the our movers world that we talk about here, obviously. Now, I know you mentioned that you're working with US companies. Are you open to working with companies in UK as well? Because of course we do have UK listeners.
Wow, that's fun. I actually had one company who contacted me from UK recently. We open to work with anyone around the globe. At this moment, I can tell you that my clients most likely in Canada, and in US. But yeah, I don't see any problems for us to work with United Kingdom.
Okay, great. So you guys can check that out as well. And of course, we're in October right now. or almost in October. See, I'm already a couple of weeks
I'm
ahead.
in
I'm a
December, don't
couple of weeks
worry.
ahead, but in November I am going to be on the other side of the pond. I'm going to Movers and Storers event. Maybe I can get Daria to come with. But anyway,
Where it
we're going to
is?
be there in Birmingham, UK, or right outside of Birmingham, actually. But we're going to be going there. I'm personally going there. I might be bringing one of my reps with me, but I'm going to be at that event also. So guys, please stay in touch with me. If you're in UK and you guys want to meet and you want to talk in person, I will physically be there myself so we can talk about that. But getting back to what we're talking about, Daria, thank you very much for joining us. We'll talk again soon. And
Thank you,
like I
Yuri.
always say, the world moves on its own, so let the professionals move yours for you. We'll talk again soon.